So today we're going to talk about the kingdom of God.
امروز میخوام در مورد ملکوت خدا.
Yeah, that's the main topic at the last part of Luke chapter 13.
در لوقا فصل 13 در مورد صحبت میکردم.
And Jesus is going to compare the kingdom of God.
ملکوت خداوند رو.
What it is like.
که شبیه چیست.
Now before we go into those verses, I want to show you.
بهتون نشون بدم.
From the Bible.
از کتاب مقدس.
That the term the kingdom of God can point to different things.
کلمه ملکوت خداوند ممکنه معنی‌های متفاوتی.
Things that relate to each other.
به همشون به هم ربط داره.
But are also clearly different.
اما کاملا متفاوته.
This is important because it will help you to understand what Jesus is saying in these parables that are coming up.
که ببینین که عیسی چی میگه و این مثال‌ها چرا یه مقدار تفاوت داره.
Now, first thing, the kingdom of God is referring to is simply heaven.
آسمان.
Yeah, the place where God lives, where His throne is.
جایی که خداوند زندگی میکنه. Yeah, جایی که تخت سلطنت خدا اونجاست.
When people who believe die, that's where they go.
وقتی هر کسی که ایمان داره بمیره به اونجا میره.
Let me show you some scriptures.
چند تا آیه بهتون نشون بدم.
Matthew 19:24. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. This, of course, is pointing to rich people that are very proud and hard towards the gospel. Yeah, we don't see a lot of rich people getting saved.
So
this is pointing to the kingdom of God, meaning entering into heaven. Go to Luke 7:28. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
زیرا که شما را میگویم از اولاد زنان پیامبری بزرگتر از یحیای تعمید دهنده نیست، اما آن که در ملکوت خدا کوچکتر است از وی بزرگتر است.
Yeah, again, this is pointing to heaven.
باز برمیگرده به ملکوت خدا.
Jesus said John wasn't great or the greatest prophet.
یوحنا یک نبی بزرگ و یکی از بزرگترین نبیا بوده.
In the kingdom of God.
حداقل ملکوت خداست.
Now, how is he the least?
Yeah,
while he was walking on this earth in his flesh, he was lesser than anybody in heaven.
کمتر از هر کسی در آسمان بود.
We didn't have the sinful flesh.
که اون جسم رو اونا
نداشت. This is a reference to heaven. Go to Mark 14:25. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. This was Jesus speaking.
25.
Yeah.
هر آینه به شما میگویم بعد از این از ثمره نو نخواهید نوشید تا آن روزی که در ملکوت خدا آن را تازه بنوشم.
Yeah, there was at last supper telling his disciples, yeah, he would not drink anymore from the fruit of the vine till he would enter the kingdom of God. And of course, he was referring to heaven, and he was shortly after what he was crucified. Yeah, so, but then we also have other mentions
where
we talk about the kingdom of God.
در مورد ملکوت
but
خدا
it's referring to things here on earth.
اما اشاره میکنه
things of God here on earth.
که روی زمین میفته. ملکوت خداوند روی زمین.
Starting with referring to God's people.
شروع میکنه به قوم خداوند.
Yeah, those who are to be his ambassadors on this earth.
برمیگرده به اونایی که سفیران خداوند روی زمین هستن.
Matthew 21:43. Matthew 21:43. Therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof.
از این جهت شما را میگویند که ملکوت خدا از شما گرفته شده امتی که میوه‌اش را بیاورند عطا خواهد شد.
And I spoke about this before and explained this in other sermons.
This
is talking about the physical nation of Israel. And their status as God's people in the Old Testament. And that this status will be taken away from them.
And of course,
what has now been given to another nation will bring forth the fruit thereof.
که اون ثمره رو به بار بیاره.
And it's nation of the physical nation like it was in the Old Testament.
در حقیقت این قوم قوم جسمانی نیست.
It's a spiritual nation consisting of those who believe.
و برمیگرده به اونهایی که ایمان دارن. مسیحیانی که.
And the phrase that is used is the kingdom of God shall be taken away.
ملکوت خداوند ازشون گرفته میشه.
You had the blessings, you had the statues. You had that perfect law of liberty.
اون آزادی و اون عشق رو داشتید.
But now this privilege of being God's representatives here on earth.
حالا اون افتخاری که نماینده خداوند روی زمین بودید.
Is given to another nation.
میشه و این سفیر بودن به یک قوم دیگه داده میشه.
Yeah, so the term of God, the kingdom of God can point to literal heaven.
به بهشت واقعی، بهشت آسمانی.
Yeah, where God lives.
جایی که خدا زندگی میکنه.
But it can also refer to God's people.
قوم خداوند که در حضور خدا هستند.
Those who represent God on this earth, Christianity.
اونایی که نماینده خداوند روی زمین هستند.
God's ambassadors.
مسیحیت، سفیران خداوند.
Yeah, ambassadors of the kingdom of God.
سفیران ملکوت خداوند.
And of course, these two relate together. They have to do with each other.
و اینها
But they're not exactly the same.
همشون این هم نیستن.
Go to Matthew 6:33.
متی فصل 6.
Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
اما اول ملکوت خدا و عدالت او را بطلبید که این همه به شما افزوده خواهد شد.
Now this talks about seeking after the things of God.
و نشونه ملکوت خداوند داده میشه.
Going after money and riches.
اینکه دنبال ثروت و پول بریم.
Yeah, focus on the things of God.
دنبال چیزهای خدا.
And the reference being used is the kingdom of God.
ملکوت خداوند.
Yeah, Matthew 12:28. Matthew 12:28. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you.
اما هرگاه من به روی خدا دیوها را اخراج میکنم هر آینه ملکوت خدا بر شما رسیده است.
Yeah, Jesus is doing miracles. He's healing people. He's setting people free.
شفا میده بقیه رو، بقیه رو آزاد میکنه.
And the statement is made, the kingdom of God has come unto you.
و ملکوت خداوند بر شما اومده.
Yeah, again referring to the things of God, but now happening on this earth.
ملکوت خداوند اما اتفاقی رو زمین میفته نه تو آسمون.
Why do I explain these things before we're going to go look at those parables?
که بریم به اون داستان ها مثال های عیسی مسیح نگاه کنیم.
Because otherwise I believe you will miss the correct meaning what Jesus is trying to convey here.
عیسی مسیح رو شاید بد برداشت کنیم.
Now let's read Luke 13:18. Till 21. Luke 13:18-21. Then said he, unto what is the kingdom God like? And the baron, who shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden. And it grew, and waxed a great tree. And the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened.
پس گفت ملکوت خدا به چه چیز می‌ماند و آن را به چه تشبیه نمایم؟ دانه خردلی را ماند که شخصی گرفته در باغ خود کاشت، پس رویید و درخت بزرگ گردید، به حدی که مرغان هوا آمده در شاخه‌هایش آشیانه گرفتند. باز گفت برای ملکوت خدا چه مثل آورم؟ خمیرمایه‌ای را میماند که زنی گرفته در 3 پیمانه آرد پنهان ساخت تا همه مخمر شد.
Now let me first give you what is the common interpretation of this.
معمولاً همه وقتی اینو میخونن چه ترجمه‌ای ازش میکنن؟ چه
برداشتی میکنن؟ Don't say that's bad. I'm just saying.
اما معمولاً
I think you'll be missing something if this is your interpretation.
اگر شما اینو برداشت کردین یه عمق قضیه رو کم درک کن.
Yeah, it will go something like this. Yeah, the kingdom of God starts small and then it just grows out.
ملکوت خداوند کوچیک شروع میشه.
Yeah, it's like you plant one small seed and then it grows into a great tree.
دانه کوچیکی می‌کاری و بعد درخت.
Yeah, the idea of the gospel spreading around the world.
عیسی مسیح به تمام دنیا پخش شده.
It started small.
از یه چیز کوچیک یه قدم کوچیک.
Yeah, but then it becomes big.
بعد بزرگ و بزرگتر میشه.
Yeah, and it says here like a great tree. So even the fowls of the air can lodge in it. The birds can lodge in it. And then the next one, very similarly, you have the example of leaven. Yeah, the idea that it spreads. Yeah, it goes everywhere in the bread. And the idea then, okay, the gospel is going throughout the world. Now, this is a common interpretation you almost always hear.
And I've
always struggled with that. It sounds nice.
به نظر جالب میاد.
Yeah, but there are these negative terms in there.
اما یه معنی‌های منفی هست.
You might say what terms?
شاید بگین چه منفی.
Now the fowls of the air, the birds or however they called in the Farsi.
Where is that
verse? That is in verse 19 at the end.
آخر آیه 19 مرغان هوا.
And the second one is leaven.
و بعد مایه خمیره.
Now, till I heard somebody preaching this passage and actually addressing this.
Now,
let me show you what the Bible says about the fowls of the air.
Why this is negative?
Go to Luke 8:5. Yeah, Luke 8:5. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Yeah, this is also a parable. Yeah, Jesus is telling a parable. But here we have also the privilege that Jesus actually gives the explanation. Go to verse 12, where we have Jesus giving us the interpretation of what this means. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Chapter 8, verse 12. Luke 8, verse 12.
و آنانی که در کنار راه هستند کسانی می باشند که چون می شنوند فوراً ابلیس آمده کلام را از دلهای ایشان می رو باید مبادا ایمان آورده نجات یابند.
Yeah, so to what are the fowls of the air compared in this parable? What are they symbolizing? Jesus just gives himself the explanation, says,
hey,
they called to the devil.
ابلیس اونها رو می دزده. یعنی مرغان هوا مساوی با ابلیس.
Go to Revelation 18. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit and cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
منهدم شد بابل عظیم و او مسکن دیوها و جایگاه هر روح خبیث و قفس هر پرنده ناپاک و منفور گردیده است.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? It's become a habitation of devils and then it says hateful birds.
و هر پرنده ناپاک.
And of course this is symbolical. Birds are not evil. You can keep feeding the birds. God takes care of the birds as well.
Yeah.
Matthew 6:26. Don't go there.
This
term, fowls of the air,
has
a negative meaning.
Yeah.
And if this was the only parable,
that would have mentioned.
I might have said, okay. It's just a picture of a tree with birds. Yeah, it's fine. But then the very next parable, we have the word leaven being used. Now, leaven in the Bible is consistently a negative term. Yeah, it either directly points to sin or to false doctrine, false teaching.
یا درس دروغین که پخش میشه.
Yeah, we're not going to go there, but in the Old Testament they had to clean their house of leaven for the Passover feast. Yeah, the idea also of getting sin out.
But
the leavened bread represented Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus
سمبل عیسی مسیح
was without sin.
تنها نون است که عیسی مسیح بدون گناه بوده، تنها انسانی بوده که بدون گناه وارد دنیا میشه.
Yeah, so the idea of sin
گناه وارد
being
بشه
leaven being a sin.
حقیقت خمیری است که با
ما now, go to the first Corinthians. First Corinthians 5.
فصل 5.
Read verses 6 to 8.
آیه 6 تا 8.
Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaven the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
6 to 8.
Pas
daiman mutmain astim va midanim ke madami ke dar badan منزل داریم از خداوند قریب می باشیم زیرا که به ایمان رفتار می کنیم نه به دیدار پس مطمئن هستیم و این را بیشتر می پسندیم که از بدن غایب شده و به نزد خداوند حاضر شویم.
It's about putting out the sin of your midst.
دقیقاً گناه را از میانمون. Which one did you say?
First Corinthians 5 verse 6 late.
بله قرنتیان.
First Corinthians.
No, you said second.
First Corinthians.
اول اورنتیان 5.
First Corinthians 5, 6 and 8.
6 تا 8. اون رو اول اشتباه گفتم اورنتیان.
مجید, did I say second Corinthians?
Yes, you did. درست گفتم بعد ترجمه کرده؟
Okay, First Corinthians 5.
فقط شما نیکو نیست. آیا آگاه نیستید که اندک خمیر مایه تمام خمیر را مخمر می‌سازد؟ پس خود را از خمیر مایه کهنه پاک سازید تا فطیر تازه باشید. چنان که بی خمیر مایه هستید زیرا که فسح ما مسیح در راه ما ذبح شده است پس عید را نگاه داریم نه به خمیر مایه کهنه و نه به خمیر مایه بدی و شرارت بلکه به فطیر ساده دلی و راستی.
Yeah, it makes more sense, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's about putting out the sin in your midst.
Yeah,
this is a chapter where you have these sins where you be thrown out of the church.
Yeah.
Now, so leaven is compared to sin. It represents sin. Go now to Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 6. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So, beware of the leaven. It's a warning. Now, what is this leaven? Yeah, read 11 and 12. It tells us there. How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how he had bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees.
آنگاه دریافتند که نه از خمیر مایه نان بلکه از تعلیم فریسیان و صدوقیان حکم به احتیاط فرموده است و هنگامی که عیسی به نواحی قیس Are you sure?
Matthew 16, 11 and 12.
پس چرا نفهمیدید که درباره نان شما را نگفتم که از خمیر مایه فریسیان و صدوقیان احتیاط کنید آنگاه دریافتند که نه از خمیر مایه نان بلکه از تعلیم فریسیان و صدوقیان
Yeah, so what is leaven representing here?
Yeah,
false doctrine. Yeah, like man-made religion. So leaven is negative. Now, why would Jesus use these negative terms in these two parables? Yeah, especially as if supposedly this is something good about the kingdom of God. Now, the reason is that Jesus is actually addressing a problem with the kingdom of God in these parables. Now, the first thing I want you to notice that this parable directly comes after what Jesus has just done at the synagogue. Yeah, remember, he healed that woman, but it was on the Sabbath, and the ruler of that synagogue had an issue with that. And Jesus points out the hypocrisy in what this guy was saying. And everybody who was behind this ruler were embarrassed. Yeah? Let's read it again. And then we directly go into this parable.
Of this,
what is the kingdom of God like? 14 till 17. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him.
آنگاه رئیس کنیسه غضب نمود از آن بود که عیسی او را در سبت شفا داد. پس به مردم پاسخ داده گفت 6 روز است که باید کار بکنید، در آنها آمده شفا یابید، نه در روز سبت. خداوند در جواب او گفت ای ریاکار، آیا هر یکی از شما در روز سبت گاو یا اولاغ خود را از آخر باز کرده بیرون نمی برد تا سیرابش کند؟ و این زنی که دختر ابراهیم است و شیطان او را مدت 18 سال تا به حال بسته بود، نمی بایست او را در روز سبت از این بند رها نمود؟ و چون این را بگفت همه مخالفان او خجل گردیدند و همه آن گروه شاد شدند به سبب همه کارهای بزرگ که از وی صادر می گشت.
Now, what is the very next thing that Jesus is going to say?
Yeah,
he puts them to shame. He's dealing with this ruler in the synagogue, this religious hypocrite.
Yeah,
and now read verse 18, the next verse. Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it?
پس گفت ملکوت خدا به چه چیز میماند و آن را به چه تشبیه نمایم؟
No, only 18. Yeah, these things relate to each other. Now, remember that the kingdom of God can point to heaven, but it also can point to God's kingdom here on earth, God's people,
yeah,
the things of God. So, if Jesus compares the kingdom of God,
it doesn't
mean that it has to be heaven where God lives, yeah, where everything is perfect.
Perfect.
Where the will of God is done.
Yeah?
Unlike what happens on earth. Yeah, that's why we pray.
Yeah?
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth.
I'm 4 sentences
okay.
Behind. ملکوت تو بیاید، اراده تو انجام بشود بر روی زمین همان جوری که در آسمان است.
Yeah, that's why we pray. Thy kingdom come.
دعا می‌کنیم که ملکوت تو
Thy will be done on earth.
خواست تو انجام
بشه. As it is in heaven.
همان جوری که در بهشت.
We want God's will to be done on earth.
می‌خوام که خواست خداوند تو زمین هم مثل بهشت انجام بشه.
But that's not always the case.
اما همیشه این اتفاق نمی‌افته.
Let me quickly reconnect because that went wrong. Okay, yep, it works again. So, what I believe is that these two parables that Jesus gives us are expressing a problem in the kingdom of God here on earth. Now, let's look at these two parables. First one of the mustard seed, verse 19. So read verse 19. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden. And it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it.
دانه خردلی را ماند که شخصی گرفته در باغ خود کاشت. پس روید و درخت بزرگ گردید. به حدی که مرغان هوا آمده در شاخه‌هایش آشیانه گرفتند.
Yeah, so what's the kingdom of God like? Yeah, it started out small. It's a mustard seed. And it grows in this great tree. And the tree is big enough for all these fowls of the air to just lodge in the branches.
Now,
what did the fowls of the air point to or represented in the Bible. Yeah, the devil.
Shaitan.
Devils.
Iblis.
What did Jesus just address?
عیسی مسیح چی صحبت کرد؟
A religious ruler.
مذهبیون اون زمان و فریسیان چی گفت بهش؟
Adversaries.
کسایی که تظاهر می‌کردن.
A false teacher.
معلمین دروغین.
Now here's what I believe that he is saying.
ایمان دارم که عیسی مسیح حرفو می‌زده.
Yeah, of course, first of all this was referred to the physical nation of Israel at that time.
اولش اشاره می‌کنه به قوم جسمانی عیسی مسیح، قوم اسرائیل.
That had come in fowls of the air, false teachers.
شدن پرندگان کریه و وسیله شیطانی در دنیا.
Pretending to be part of God's people.
تظاهر میکنن که قوم خداوند هستن.
But in reality they were enemies. They were leading people astray.
اما در واقعیت دشمن هستند و خیلی ها رو دور کردن از خداوند.
Likewise the kingdom of God today.
و ملکوت خداوند هم امروز
has spread all over the world.
همه جای دنیای همه جای دنیا پخش شده.
Into a great tree.
درخت خیلی بزرگیه.
But adversaries have taken place in that tree.
این درخت ها هنوز پرندگان ناپاک
in that kingdom.
توی اون ملکوت هنوز اون پرندگان
under that flag.
هنوز زیر اون درخت و سایه درخت خودشون رو چسبوندن.
If you look at general statistics,
اگر نگاه کنیم به درصد و آمار دنیا,
Christianity is the main religion in this world.
مذهب دنیا, مذهب اول دنیا مسیحیت.
Yeah, 31% of the people on this earth.
کسایی که در این دنیا هستن مسیحی خونده میشن.
Claim to be Christians.
31% مسیحی هستن.
That's almost 1 in 3.
یک سوم در حد.
Now, what's the problem with that statement?
چرا این اشکال داره؟
That includes false Christianity as well.
این یک سوم مسیحیای دروغی هم هستن.
Because inside this umbrella,
درون این چتری که نام بردی,
you have many fouls.
خیلی ها رو داریم که اشتباه اعتقاد دارن.
You have many devils.
خیلی ها رو داریم که لباس شیطانی دارن.
That are landed in the midst of it.
که در میان این شاخه‌های درخت لونه کردن.
False teachers.
معلمین دروغین.
Yeah, claiming to be
Christians,
but leading many astray. Now, who are they? Let me give you some examples. One of the biggest ones, the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope. He's a fowl of the air. He's leading people astray. Many very popular pastors.
خیلی حتی شبانهای بزرگ و معروف دنیوی.
That preach lordship salvation.
که اعلام میکنن که حتماً باید نجاتمون از طریق خدایی بود.
That's if you're saved, you must have the works, otherwise you're not saved.
پیدا کردی علاوه اون باید کار رو هم داشته باشی. اگر آدم خوبی نشی هیچ وقت نجات پیدا نمیکنی.
Example of that is John MacArthur.
John MacArthur.
People get upset when I name him.
وقتی نامش رو میبرم بعضی عصبانی میشن.
That's what he preaches. It's not the gospel.
MacArthur انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موعظه نمی‌کنه.
You have preachers of great in the sense of size, big churches.
کلیسای بزرگ
that only preach feel good messages.
که فقط پیام‌های اینکه احساس خوب.
You come on Sunday.
یک شنبه که میای فقط میخواد تشویقت کنه.
You have 40 minutes of worship.
چه دقیقه پرسته؟
With smoke and lights.
دودو چراغ و که احساس خوبی به درس کنسرت.
And people dancing over the podium.
و همه میرقصن جلوی کلیسا.
And then you have 20 minutes feel good message.
20 دقیقه یه پیام اشتیاق و خوش احساسی که حالا خوبی داشته باشی.
Yeah, they don't say anything.
هیچی نمیگن. فقط تشویقت میخوام بکنم.
They are fowls in the tree.
در حقیقت مثل اون پرندگانی که درخت.
They're leading people astray.
خیلی ها رو باعث دوریشون از خداوند میشن.
They're keeping people away from the truth.
خیلی ها رو از حقیقت دور نگه میدارن.
Yeah. Prosperity preachers.
واعظینی که در مورد انجیل ثروتمند شدن.
You aim it, you claim it.
اعلام کن بگیرش و نجات پیدا کن.
Wealth.
سلامتی ثروت همه از آن توست.
That's not from God.
هیچ کدوم از اینها.
You don't find it in the Bible.
کتاب مقدس نگفته هر کی ایمان بیاره سر ثروت.
Of course, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses will call themselves Christians.
خودشونو مسیحی میخونن.
Seventh-day Adventist.
Seventh-day Adventist. You have to
marry. They teach again works-based religion. Oneness Pentecostals.
یکی باشیم در پنتیکاستی.
Yeah, they don't believe in the Trinity.
اینها ندارن اصلا تشخیصی.
Etc. I could go on.
میتونم تا دلتون بخواد لیست معلم‌ها رو اعلام کنم و درس خلاصه.
I could give you many names.
میتونم اسمای خیلی زیادی رو بریزم.
There are many fowls of the air.
که پرندگان کریه
that have taken place in this great tree.
Yet,
they're not actually Christians. They just claim to be part of it. They're infiltrators, deceivers.
Leading
people astray with false gospels.
Yeah,
they are like this religious leader in the day of Jesus, this ruler of the synagogue, and those who sided with him, that were adversaries of Jesus, adversaries of the kingdom of God. Yeah, the problem with the kingdom of God today is that there are all these false preachers and teachers that have come in.
Yeah,
this is a negative parable.
Yeah.
Jesus is exposing the scheme of the devil. Yeah, the Bible warns us that Satan presents himself as an angel of light.
Yeah,
the Bible warns against false teachers.
Yeah,
calling them sheep.
Sorry,
wolves and sheep clothing.
Yeah.
Go to, let's go to the next one. That is the one about leaven. Verse 20 and 21. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. No, I believe this is the same idea.
Yeah.
Jesus is addressing a problem in the kingdom of God here on earth. It was an issue in the day of Jesus. It's an issue today. Yeah. We have these false teachers. We have these fowls of the air. And what will they do? They will preach false doctrines. Yeah. They will condone sin or not even mention sin. Yeah. And it's like leaven. Leaven that spreads to the whole for whole Christianity. I'll give you just some examples of that.
Now,
the most famous or infamous one is works-based salvation.
با عمل میتونید نجات پیدا کنید.
They don't believe that you are saved by grace or faith.
از طریق فیض و از طریق ایمان نجات پیدا.
The Catholic Church teaches that. The Orthodox Church teaches that.
Part
of the Protestant Church teaches that.
یه سری از گروهای پروتستان هم همین اعتقاد دارن.
Yeah, these are fowls of the air that teach false doctrines that lead people astray.
که در حقیقت اومدن و درسای دروغین رو اعلام میکنن که مردم رو دور کنن.
I already mentioned Lordship salvation, that you can only be saved if Jesus is your Lord. And with that they mean that you actually obey the commandments. Now, you should, but it doesn't mean that always happens. Here's another one, the Judaizers. Yeah, teaching that the physical nation of Israel are still God's people today. Now, you don't get these things from the Bible. It has been taught. If you believe that, it has been taught to you by a false teacher. Yeah, you have very warped views of the end times. False doctrine on the end times. Yeah, the most famous one is the pre-tribulation rapture. Yeah, you don't get it from the Bible. You need to be taught that. Because it's so wrong, it's incredibly complex to explain. I even talked to pastors and said that that's what I believe, the pre-tribulation rapture. And then he asked them, explain that to me. And they can't. They don't even understand their own position. These are doctrines that have been brought in by falls of the air, by false teachers in the past, and have now spread through whole Christianity. These are doctrines like leaven.
مثل اعتقاداتی مثل مایه خمیری میمونه.
And unfortunately, many believe these falsehoods.
خمیری که مایه خمیر وقتی شد.
And some of those falsehoods lead people to hell.
خیلی اعتقاد دارن به این اعتقادات غلط و بعضی از این اعتقادات مردم رو به جهنم میکشونه.
Yeah. So Jesus is responding to what has happened in the synagogue.
عیسی مسیح جواب اونها رو داد که چه اتفاقی در کنیسه میافته.
Yeah, then that's when he gives those two parables.
و اون دو تا مثال رو بهش میزنه.
Yeah, both clearly giving words that are negative. That means something negative.
درسی رو میدن که معنی منفی داشت.
Yeah, because he's addressing a problem.
در حقیقت مشکلی رو اعلام میکنه.
Yeah, a problem that is
مشکلی
present among God's people.
در قوم خداوند حضور داشت.
Yeah, who represents God's kingdom here on earth.
ملکوت خداوند رو توی زمین بهمون نشون میده.
I'll go back to Luke 13. بعد
لوقا فصل 13.
Luke 13 verses 22 till
24.
And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
And in the cities and villages, he was teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then a person said to him, ای خداوند آیا کم هستند که نجات یابند؟ او به ایشان گفت سخت بکوشید تا از در تنگ داخل شوید، زیرا که به شما میگویند بسیاری خواهند کوشید تا داخل شوند و نخواهند توانست.
Okay, now of course here we have a new story. Yeah, this doesn't happen in the synagogue.
Yeah,
he went through the cities and villages. But what you also have to realize is that Luke who wrote the Gospel of
Luke,
yeah, was led by the Holy Spirit to write down what is written down. And things are no coincidence. There are reasons why certain stories come behind each other. So what do we have here? We have this question being brought up. Are there few that are saved?
Yeah.
Are there few that claim the name of Christ? No, there are actually many who claim the name of Christ. Yeah, we just said 31%. Yeah, that's more than 2 billion people. So there are many who claim the name of Christ. It's the biggest religion on earth. It's a great tree. So if all are saved, yeah, that would not be few. And the answer would be no. But the answer, we will see very shortly that the answer is actually yes. Now, Jesus doesn't answer the question directly here. And his response is, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
سخت بکوشید تا از در تنگ داخل شوید، که زیرا که به شما میگویم بسیاری خواهند کوشید تا داخل شوند و نخواهند.
So his response is, make sure you go in through the narrow gate.
شما در کوچیکو بگیرید و ادامه بدید.
Now, some people have tried to make this about working your way to heaven. Because the Jews is the word strive. And they automatically think, oh, that must be work. But it doesn't mean that, because we also have, for example, we contend for the faith. We fight for the faith. We contend for the faith. That's the same word, strive. And that's not work. Yeah, or we overcome the world by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
that's also not work. That's overcoming the world.
Yeah,
many people will seek to find a way into heaven. They want to get into the kingdom of God and will not be able. They will not find it. Now, why not? Now, what about the fowls of the air being in this great tree, the false teachers? Yeah, preaching their leaven, their false doctrines. Yeah, because that was the context we just came out. Now, go to Matthew 7. Matthew 7, 13 and 14 for now. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
از در تنگ داخل شوید، زیرا فراخ است آن در و وسیع است آن طریقی که منتهی به هلاکت است، و و آنانی که بدان داخل میشوند بسیارند، زیرا تنگ است آن در در و دشوار است آن طریقی که منتهی به حیات است و یابندگان آن کمند.
Yeah, the same thing.
همینجا دوباره.
Yeah, enter it at the straight gate, the narrow gate.
در بزرگ در کوچکی.
Yeah, wide and broad is the gate that leads to destruction.
چقدر بزرگی که همه رو نابود میکنه.
Yeah, there are many.
چقدر کوچیکه.
There are many false ways presented to us.
دروغی و راه‌های دروغی که همه برامون ساختن که میگن قشنگ زیباست بیاین توش.
Yeah, inside the label Christianity there are many false teachers.
در نام مسیحیت و زیر پرچم مسیحیت.
There are many that lead people to the wide gate.
خیلی ها هستن که شما رو به اون در بزرگ راهنمایی کنن.
And here Jesus also gives the answer to the question.
مسیح بهشون میگه.
Are the few to be saved?
آیا کمن کسایی که نجات پیدا میکنن؟
Answer yes, there are few to be saved.
کمن کسایی که نجات پیدا
میکنن. It's a few that choose the way that leads to life.
راه کم رو پیدا میکنن، کمن که پیدا میکنن مسیح خداوندا.
Read on in Matthew 7.
ادامه بدیم متی فصل 7.
Because guess what the very next verse is.
فصل آیه بعدیش جالبه.
And I don't think that's a coincidence.
تصادفی نیست که آیه بعدی این.
Read verse 15 till 20. 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
اما از پیامبران دروغین احتیاط کنید که به لباس میشان نزد شما می آیند ولی در باطن گرگان درنده می باشند. ایشان را از میوه های ایشان خواهید شناخت. آیا انگور را از خار و انجیر را از خس می چینند؟ همچنین هر درخت نیکو میوه نیکو می آورد و درخت بد میوه بد می آورد. نمی تواند درخت خوب میوه بد آورد و نه درخت بد میوه نیکو آورد. هر درختی که میوه نیکو نیاورد بریده و در آتش افکنده شود. بنابراین از میوه های ایشان را خواهید شناخت. آمین.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that you see the same things? And then directly afterwards, a warning, false prophets. Yeah, false prophets who are in this great tree. Yeah, devils spreading lies, deceiving people.
Yeah.
What is the problem with the kingdom of God here on earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, specifically referring to Christianity.
Yeah.
It's been infiltrated with devils. Who preach false doctrines. Who deceive many. Yeah, we have a statistical group that's called Christianity. But many of them are deceived in it. Many are fooled by these false teachers. Few within the statistical group actually are going to heaven. Few have found a way that leads to life. Yeah, the reality is that most people who claim the name of Christ are not saved. They believe a false gospel. And one of the reasons is because there's just so much mess and noise out there drawing them away. And they can end up in a building, in church. And they are trying to live a good life because that's what they're taught, how you can go to heaven. Yet in reality, they're lost. And that's what we read in a moment. They will be the people that will say, Lord, Lord, have we not done all these things in your name? And hearing the words, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity.
Yeah.
Yeah, go in by the narrow way. By the way, why is it a narrow way? Because there is only one way to go to heaven. There is not multiple ways. There are not more ways that lead to God. There's only one way, and it is through faith in Jesus Christ. Go to Luke 13, verse 25. Where actually that thing is brought up, where people say, Lord, Lord. When once the master of the house is risen up and had shut to the door, And ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets.
بعد از آن که صاحب خانه برخیزد و در را ببندد و شما بیرون ایستاده در را کوبیدن آغاز کنید و گویید خداوندا خداوندا برای ما باز کن آنگاه وی در جواب خواهد گفت شما را نمی‌شناسم که از کجا هستید در آن وقت خواهید گفت که در حضور تو خوردیم و نوشیدیم و در کوچه های ما تعلیم دادیم.
Now, this is the many category, not a few category, the many category. Many will knock the door and say, Lord, Lord. And the answer is, I know not where you come from. Who are you? You're not one of mine. Oh, but let us in. We have eaten and drink in your presence.
Yeah.
The Israelites saying, oh, you were among us. You taught in our streets. You're one of us. But that's not how it works. That's not how you go to heaven.
Yeah.
It's like just coming to church is not going to save you. Coming from a family with Christian parents, it's not going to save you. Yeah, the question is, did you take the narrow part that leads to life?
Yeah,
Lord, Lord, let us in. Yeah, read the next couple of verses. 27 to 30. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, which ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye you yourself thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first that shall be last.
Baz khahat goft be shoma miguyam ke shoma ra nemishenasam az koja hastid. Ey hame badkaran az man dur shavid. Dar anja gerige و بر هم فشردن دندان خواهد بود چون ابراهیم و اسحاق و یعقوب و همه انبیا را در ملکوت خدا بینید و خود را بیرون افکنده یابید و از مشرق و مغرب و شمال و جنوب آمده در ملکوت خدا خواهند نشست و اینک آخرین هستند که اولین خواهند بود و اولین که آخرین خواهند بود.
And of course, here Jesus is first addressing here the nation of Israel, the physical nation, because they're favorite people, yeah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, yeah, they will be in heaven, but those who are warned here, yeah, those of the nation of physical Israel, yeah, they will not be there. Yeah, it is those from all over the world, those who are in Christ, who will sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah, what was the message to the physical nation of Israel?
Yeah,
who had the kingdom of God at that time? Yeah, they were infiltrated by religious people, hypocrites, making up man-made laws, deceiving many into a man-made religion.
Now,
were there believers in Israel?
Absolutely,
they were.
Yeah? But
if you compare it to the whole nation, there were few. How many people were in that room after Jesus was crucified? How many people stuck with Jesus?
It
was only 20. 120. Yeah, and of course, there are more people saved during the time of Jesus' ministry.
But
there were few compared to the total. Yeah, the Bible says he came to his own, but they received him not.
Now,
skip for a moment and look 13 to the last verses, 34 and 35. And listen to what Jesus says. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
ای اورشلیم، ای اورشلیم که قاتل انبیا و سنگسار کننده آنانی که به تو فرستاده می شوند هستی. چقدر بارها خواستم اطفال تو را جمع کنم، چنان که مرغ جوجه های خیش را زیر بالهای خود می گیرد و نخواستی. اینک خانه شما برای شما خراب گذاشته می شود و به راستی به شما می گویم که مرا دیگر نخواهید دید تا وقتی آیت که گویید
Yeah, there were not many in Israel, physical Israel, that believed.
Yeah.
Many of those Israelites who lived at that time, in the time of Jesus, they will be the ones saying, Lord, Lord, have we not eaten and drank in your presence? Have we not taught in our streets? And they hear, I will never knew you. They were deceived. They have listened to their religious false teachers. Yeah, and Jesus says here, yeah, Jerusalem, which was the center of the nation,
yeah,
of God's chosen people,
you've
been killing the prophets.
Yeah,
you've not been bearing the fruit you were supposed to bear.
And
now you are left desolate. Yeah, you have lost that privilege to be God's people. And God gives it to a nation that brings forth the fruit of it.
Now,
what's the message for us today?
Yeah,
people under the umbrella of Christianity, that's a big tree.
چتری که مسیحیت هست درخت خیلی بزرگه.
Spread out all over the world.
همه جای دنیا پیچیده.
Started small. Now there's many.
Yeah.
The gospel has gone everywhere. But just like the physical nation of Israel, yeah, who were the king, had the kingdom of God, yeah, they had the blessings, the statues, yeah, they had fowls in that tree.
چیزایی که نجس در اون درختشون بود.
Yeah, we brought false doctrines.
درس‌های دروغین و راه دروغ رو به اونها نشون داد.
Today we have the same thing.
و امروز هم ما همون پرندگان نجس.
And many are being deceived.
و خیلی ها گول می‌خورن.
Yeah, that is why the kingdom of God.
برای همین ملکوت خداوند.
Is like.
مثل.
Leaven. Yeah.
پردله.
Yeah, why it is like a tree that has these fowls.
با مثل اون درختی میمونه که این پرندگان نجس.
Yeah, that's why we should pray. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
خداوند خواست تو انجام بشه بر روی زمین همون جوری.
Yeah, because statistically Christianism is a very big group.
از لحاظ آمار مسیحیت خیلی زیاده.
In reality,
اما واقعیت,
most people are deceived.
اکثرا گول خوردن.
And it's only few that know the light.
The few that are saved. کمن رو واقعا میشناسن. کمن که واقعا اعتقاد دارن.
Now you might say after listening to this, I prefer the common interpretation.
معنی واقعی مسئله بیشتر دوست دارم.
The kingdom of God grows at this beautiful tree with birds. Sending in
it.
Yeah, the whole society is permeated by the Christians, like leaven. I like that better. That's fine if you want to think that. But I believe that you actually miss the message that Jesus is giving you. You're missing the warning.
اون اعلام خطری که عیسی به همه مون کرده
که warning that there's infiltration.
نیافتیم که پرندگان نجس ممکنه در میانمون گلوله کنن.
The warning that there's false teachers.
اون اعلام خطری که پیامبران دروغی میان.
Like this ruler.
مثل اون رهبرای اون زمان در میان ما هم خواهند.
The warning that there are adversaries.
اعلام خطری کسایی که ما رو بخواد از خدا دور کنه.
Yeah, who Jesus put to shame.
عیسی مسیح کسایی که اونها رو خجالت زده کرد.
Let's finish with the last verses.
بیایم با آخرین آیه
31 till 31. That's not the last verses, but the ones we skipped. 31 to 33. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye, and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem.
در همان روز چند نفر از فریسیان آمده به وی گفتند دور شو و از اینجا برو زیرا که هیرودیس می‌خواهد تو را به قتل رساند ایشان را گفت بروید و به آن روباه گویید اینک امروز و فردا دیوها را بیرون می‌کنم و مریضان را شفا می‌بخشم و در روز سوم کامل خواهم شد اما می‌باید امروز و فردا و پس فردا راه روم زیرا که غیر ممکن است نبی بیرون از اورشلیم کشته شود.
So some of the Pharisees are coming to Jesus. Now, if the Pharisees are coming to warn you and you are Jesus, and they're telling you to flee and that kind of thing, they probably don't have the best thing in mind for you. I think they just want to get rid of him. Yeah, remember they were adversaries, they were enemies.
And
I don't know if they made everything up or they had some rumor going around.
But
the response of Jesus is simple. I'm not leaving. I have things to do. I'm going to do. I have been planning. And Herod can say and do whatever he wants.
Yeah?
And of course, we know that Jesus did the will of the Father. You're going to stop me. And actually, we can connect it back to what we already saw. Yeah, the religious leaders, the hypocrites, working against Jesus. They were not part of the actual tree. They were part of the fowls of the air in that tree.
Yeah.
You need to be aware that most of what itself, what calls itself Christianity, is not actual Christian. You need to be careful who you listen to. Yeah, this tree, yeah, that is called Christianity, has many fowls in it that have landed in it. It's not a safe place. You need to make sure you don't get deceived. Yeah, the Bible says that we are to not to be simple and deceived, but that we are to expose the lies.
Yeah,
and have no fellowship with the fruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Yeah, that's Ephesians 5:11 if you want to switch up. And of course, how do we know what is true or not? Yeah, Word of God, that's your final answer. Yeah, so read it. So you don't be one of the simple that are easily deceived. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.